Welcome to Fairborn Full Gospel Tabernacle. We are located at 2528 National Road in Fairborn, Ohio. If you don't have a home, church, we would love for you to consider making your home with us. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school at 10 a.m. and Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. Sunday night Bible study begins at 6 p.m. and Wednesday night prayer meeting starts at 6 p.m. Now it's time to enjoy a wonderful anointed message from Pastor Jimmy Haining.
Got your Bibles handy? Turn with me to the book of Psalms. I'm not going to ask you to stand this morning. Got quite a bit of scripture that we want to read, and I'd like for you to read along with me this morning. The help of the Lord, I want to preach on the thought, and this isn't good English, Brother Mark, but I'm going to use it anyway. Ain't nobody can hold me like Jesus. Ain't nobody can hold me like Jesus. Is that all right, Brother Robert? Can I use that word? All right. Psalms chapter 139. That's a big chapter, isn't it? Psalms chapter 139. We're going to start reading with the very first verse. Psalms 139, starting with verse number 1. Verse 1. O Lord, thou hast searched me. Wouldn't it be nice to be searched by God? And known me. Be even better to be known by God. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought far off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. Thank God. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. How many know sometimes we can speak things, but there's more to it sometimes than what we think we hear? The Lord has the ability, Brother Tony, not only to hear our words audibly, but to see what those intents are from our heart. He knows it all together. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there, thank God, even there shall thy hand lead me. And I like this last phrase here. And thy right hand shall what?
Hold me.
I love the way he holds me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, listen to this now, even the night shall be light about me. Thank God, God can make the light. Take the night and make it as the light. Amen. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee, for thou hast possessed my reins. Isn't it good to know we can let God be in control of our life? Thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, I love this verse, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members are written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. I'm talking about this morning, ain't nobody can hold me like Jesus. Now, I just want to say this morning, amen, that's a confirmation right there. I just want to say something this morning. I want you to listen to me, church. There's nothing in your life you're going through right now that's so great that the love of Jesus in his arms cannot cradle you, cannot shelter you. He knows your ways. He knows when you lay down at night, Brother Robert, Sister Brenda. He knows when you rise up and smile at your children. Brother Tony, he knows what goes through your mind on the job. Sister Robin, he knows your frustrations at work. Sister Crystal, he knows the one that's waiting to hear a positive word from you. God knows everything about us. He knows the sum of what makes us tick. Brother Mark, it makes no difference what we face on a daily basis. Rather, I love the way He holds me. I love the way He holds me. We have experienced this word hold in many different ways. And in this particular usage here in the 10th verse, where the last part of that verse it says, and thy right hand shall hold me. In the Hebrew, this is what the word means. It means to grasp, to take a hold of, to seize. I like this. To take possession of, to be caught. Ha. To be caught by the Lord, Brother Archie. I'll be your fish, Lord. Just catch me. To be settled. Amen. We can be settled, Brother Mark. We don't have to wander to and fro. We can be settled. And the last one, to be enclosed or to be fastened. That's what that word means. I'm going to read that definition to you one more time. I want it to sink in. In the Hebrew, this word hold means to grasp, to take hold of, to seize, to take possession of, to be caught, to be settled, to be enclosed, and to be fastened. Now, I said before, this word's been used by many different people in our life. The very first person that comes to mind is who? Anybody? Who's the first person to hold you here in the earth? Your mother. The mother's arms. A baby feels secure in its mother's arms. When you're with mommy and you're a child and you're little mine, ain't nobody can hurt you because I'm with mommy. I've got mommy's arms around me. The second person that comes to mind, obviously, is after mommy, who's next? Daddy, the father. Now, I can remember growing up, and maybe some of you can relate to this, and I've even heard songs and poems about it. My daddy can whip your daddy. You know, I can remember growing up, Brother Tony, and thinking, I don't have to worry about anybody in the neighborhood, because if they mess with me, all I got to do is go tell my dad, and he'll take care of it. It's good to know that you've got security, and you've got someone who cares about you. Then there's the siblings, and I've seen this many times where you've seen these families where the children help raise the children, and big sister holds little sister. We've got some very good pictures of Lizzie holding Rachel, very precious moments, and that's good for the siblings too. It bonds. There's something about holding someone that creates a bond, which brings me to the next one, our family members. You get together for a family reunion, or you see a family member you've not seen in a long time. What's the very first thing you run and do? You run and you embrace them, don't you? And there's something about a hug that just kind of makes you forget about all your problems. Thank God for the love of God. Then there's number five, and this one's precious because sometimes you need this one when family they just don't understand. Good close friends. And I can remember times talking to a friend, Brother Tony, about things that I couldn't even talk to my family about. Now, I'm talking about a real friend. I'm not talking about a fair-weathered friend that comes and goes and will tell everything you tell and spread it all around town. I'm talking about that person, Brother Mark, that you know you can confide in. You know they would never betray you. And it's good to have that close friend. And if you don't have that close friend, let me just tell you, smart, hold on, Jesus has got someone in reserve for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Number six. Now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. Then there's the spouse, or the boyfriend, or the girlfriend. But I want to deal with the spouse. When God puts a man and a woman together, He said it Himself, that which I have put together, let no man put asunder. There's a special bond that's created between a husband and a wife just by a simple embrace. The Bible, it's no wonder the Bible says, and they too shall become one flesh. I can remember times in my mind when me and Crystal first got married, I would think in my mind, I feel like I'm infused with her. I feel like I'm part of her and she's part of me. Literally felt infused in that kind of love. And I would wish that kind of love for each and every person in the house of God this morning. There's a special bond between a husband and a wife when it is truly love. Now, there's a difference, as we know, between love and lust. Lust doesn't care for anybody. But love will stand by that partner when they've got their legs cut off because of gangrene, Brother Archie. Love will stand by that loved one when they're dying of cancer, Sister Robin. Love will stand by that wife when all her hair has fallen out because of cancer. That's what true love will do. True love will be there to the bitter end. And then, of course, there's the last one, the one that no one wants to think about. Who's the last person to hold you? Here, the undertaker. And all of these different names that I've named, there is but one who really knows how to hold me. Sister Shahida, he wraps all these up into one. Yes, even including the undertaker. Because when he meets us, glory to God, I'm feeling something. When he meets us at the point of death, hallelujah, and our eyes open up, we see spirit horses, amen, drawn by angels, taking us into the presence of Almighty God, and all of those in the past, our mother, our father, our sister, our brother, our family members, our friends, our church brothers and sisters, all these people who have embraced us, and one fabulous moment when Jesus' arms is wrapped around us, everything is totally and completely completed in our lives. We've never known love like that, and we'll never know love like that until He which is perfect has come. Some things I want to talk about here. When God holds me, He can do several things just by His embrace. When God holds me, and the Scripture alluded to this, He can turn our darkness into light. Think of that. I want that to soak in for a minute. How many has ever been walking, I'll hold my hand up. How many has ever been walking along serving the Lord and there's a time period in your life where you literally feel like you're walking in darkness? Quite a few hands going up. But can I tell you that old poem that was written and then they eventually turned it into a song called Footprints in the Sand? At those times, Brother Rick, when we feel like we're walking in darkness and we're all alone, and we look down, as that poem said, and we see one set of footprints, the first thing that comes to our mind, Brother Archie, is, Lord, you've abandoned me. He lets us rant and rave for a little bit, and finally he just, in his soft whisper, says, no, child, that's when I was carrying you. He's able to turn, hallelujah, our darkness into light. When God holds me, He can control me, Sister Shahida, when I am uncontrollable. Now let me elaborate on that for a minute, Brother Francis. There have been times in my life, and my wife will tell you, that if it had not been for the grace of God, I don't know what would have happened. And if some of you are being honest with yourself here this morning, you'd have to say the same thing. When we're left to our own devices and our own emotions, sometimes people know just exactly how to push our buttons, whether it's on the job, whether it's a family member, whether it's a friend, whatever it is. Satan knows how to push our buttons through people. But when God holds me, He can control me. I don't know if you heard that just right, but I said when God holds me, He can control me. But when I'm not allowing Him to hold me, I'm out of control. God is able to control the uncontrollable if we allow Him to hold us. And how does that happen, Brother Jimmy? Well, first of all, we got to quit feeling sorry for ourselves, folks. We got to quit making excuses for ourselves. We got to quit trying to psychoanalyze everything and say, well, Lord must not love me because He let this happen. The Lord must not be there for me because it's been X amount of years. And the excuses just go on and on and on. Can I tell you, if you'll just hush, wave the white flag, I give up, Lord, hold me. Amen. If you'll let Him hold me, He can control me. Amen. He can control the uncontrollable. When God holds me, listen to this, He can overrule my bad thoughts with His countless, precious, good thoughts. But only He can do that. You all have heard the old saying, garbage in, garbage out. What we fill our mind with is what we become. But when a man's footsteps are ordered by the Lord, oh, there's a lot of good things that begin to happen. Amen. Amen? But when our footsteps are ordered by the Lord, He leads us into paths that we never knew were even there. And we can't see them with the natural eye, Brother Mark. Sister Jenny, if we try to look through our natural vision, we can't see the path and the plans that He has for us. But when we allow our footsteps to be ordered by the Lord, when we allow Him to hold us, He takes all those bad thoughts and he turns them into his precious good thoughts. Hallelujah. When God holds me, he can replace, here we go, my loneliness with his true love. When I allow God to hold me, he can replace my loneliness with his true love. And can I tell you that God's love is omnipresent? Amen. There are times when I'm at home, my girls are with my mom, my wife is at work, and I'm by myself. And there are those moments where I have feelings of loneliness. And it is at that, those moments, Brother Archie, where God's omnipresence surrounds me. And it's as if Crystal's in the room. Or it's as if Lizzie or Rachel's in the room. Or that person that is dear to my heart is in the room because he is able to hold me. Amen. He wraps his arms around me and makes all the bad go away. I'm thankful that he can dispel all loneliness and he can put a peace about us in those lonely times. When God holds me, I like this one here, he can make even my enemies to be at peace with me.
Amen.
Now, again, if you're being honest, I think most of us could agree that we've experienced that at some point in time in our life where we've had somebody that we would count as an enemy, Sister Sandy, that they just did that one thing that we find ourselves, it happened to me here this past week, and the Lord, why is this being allowed to go on? Why? I can't see any sense, and I can't make any sense of this, Lord. There's no good reason for this to be going on. But when God's in control, and we allow God to hold us, he can make even our enemies to be at peace with us. I remember my mom talking for years about a man that pretty rough with her, verbally. And her initial reaction was to lash back. You know, that's the human nature. We want to lash back when somebody does us wrong, Sister Shahida. But you know, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to her heart and said, bake him a pie. Bake him a pie. Sweeten him up. How many knows that's hard to do when somebody's just tearing you up one side and down the other? And you're trying to do everything in your power to please that person and make them like you. And they... Sister Maximilia shared with us not too long ago about a lady where she worked and how it just seemed like she was so mean to her. She just kept showing the love of God. See, when we let God hold us, he'll make even our enemies to be at peace with us. But the key is we got to let God hold us. I know I'm taking my time this morning. This isn't the normal Jimmy Lee type preaching, but I want this to soak in. I want you to get this. When God holds me, he can heal. Listen to this now. And I don't want you to miss a part of this. When God holds me, Brother Robert, he can heal my body, my soul, and my spirit. He doesn't leave anything out. You know, sometimes we focus, Brother Rick, with people so much on the physical. Lord, heal their body. Heal this in their body. Heal that in their body. And we don't stop to think for a moment that maybe they need to be healed emotionally. Maybe they need to be healed spiritually. Maybe their soul is in dire need of a spiritual infusion from God, or a transfusion, if you will, of the blood of Jesus Christ in a way like they've never experienced. Again, when He holds me, He is able and will do, I'll add, to heal body, soul, and spirit. Yes. You know, you've heard me say before, if the enemy can get your spirit, yeah, he's got you.
That's right.
Because the battle begins and ends in the mind.
Yes, it does.
No matter how you want to slice the pie, so to speak, the battle begins and ends in the mind. And as a man thinketh, so is he. So our mind has got to be. The scripture says it like this: thou will keep them in perfect peace whose minds are stayed upon thee.
Amen.
He's got to hold me. I've got to let him hold me. Ain't nobody can hold me like Jesus. When God holds me, he can take away my wickedness and replace it with his righteousness.
Amen.
I overheard some of the conversation this morning when they were teaching out here, talking a little bit about the alcohol problem, you know, social drinking. Can I just say this morning that these issues are no longer issues when we let God hold us? All we got to do is play by God's rules, people. That's all it takes, is playing by God's rules. When I let Him hold me, He removes my wickedness and He replaces it with His holy righteousness. Only He can do that, Brother Archie. Why? Because the Bible says that the heart of man is continually filled with wicked imaginations. Now, don't step up on me, you saint of God, because that includes you too. If I'm included, you're included. Just because I don't know what you think about all day doesn't mean anything. God does. Amen. And just because you don't know what I think about all day doesn't mean anything, because God does. He knows the secrets of our heart, that they are continually evil. But when our mind is stayed upon Him, Amen. He's able to remove that wickedness. How many knows this is a daily battle? Amen. You know, this is not a name it and claim it thing. You get down and pray one time and you're good to go. Uh-uh. The Apostle Paul says you got to take up your cross how often?
Daily.
This is a daily sanctified life. It is not a... I've heard people make this statement and it bothers me because they mislead a lot of people to say, I remember the day, bless God, I went to the altar, I got saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost all in the same night. Well, you might have got a touch of sanctification, but by me watching just a little bit of your life, I'm convinced that you didn't get it all.
Amen.
And you could say the same of me. We're still in this human tabernacle, so to speak, and we're still subject to error. Even the keenest, the most brightest of minds make mistakes. The great Jack Van Impe, who has memorized the whole New Testament. Yes, you heard me right. Memorized the whole New Testament. I have actually heard him misquote scriptures because he's human. Sometimes we get tongue-tied. Sometimes, my wife will tell you, I'm not the best communicator. Brother Ronnie, I know what I meant, but the way it came out, she didn't know what I meant. And I go back and say, I'm sorry. But when we let God hold us, He's able to take all of that out and fill us up with His holiness. Now, we can try and bargain. We can try and negotiate. We nickname Lizzie our little negotiator. Then we say, Lizzie, we're going to go to the store and you got $5 to spend. By the time she's done, we've spent 10. And I know Ben and Crystal got one in their family by the name of Federico. He knows how to negotiate as well. But we cannot negotiate with God. We can't hold on to this little thing in our life and say, well, yeah, I've got this in my life. And maybe I do influence people with it. We can own up to that. That's fine. That's good that we own up to it. But it still doesn't change the rules. The Bible says you cannot be a friend of God and a friend of the world at the same time. Another scripture says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, because if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. But when we let God hold us, again, He takes all that out. He replaces it with His truth, with His love, with His holiness, and He makes us perfect. Only He can do that. Finally, when God holds me, and I'm going to close with this, He can rebuke death and grant us eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He can rebuke death and grant us eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I don't know about you folks, but all them other names I named, father, mother, siblings, family members, friends, spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, undertaker, none of those people can do that. All these things we've just talked about, only God can do those things. Even at the point of death, death has no victory. You've heard the stories as well as I have of saints of God who met their death for Christ in a very horrible way. And when they penned the historical notes on their life, the book said, and I'm referring to the Book of Foxes, a Christian book of martyrs, says that many of them, while they were being burned at the stake, felt no pain. One by the name of Polycarp, as he was being burned at the stake, the blood out of his body flowed down and put the fire out 3 times. And while this was going on, guess what Polycarp was doing? He was getting his shout on. He couldn't move, but he was praising the Lord at that stake. Now, that's power that only God can rebuke death at the point of death. I've heard people say, you know, Jimmy, I hear these stories and I think, I hope that never happens to me because I don't know if I love God enough to where I could let somebody point a gun at my head. Or I don't know if I love God enough that I could let them saw me asunder. Or I don't know if I love God enough to where they could tie me to a stake and burn me. Let me tell you something. When God's holding you,
amen.
He will rebuke the sting of death. How do I know that? Because he is no respecter of persons. And he looks on the heart. He sees the intents, the thoughts and the intents, the thoughts and the intents, the thoughts and the intents of the heart. He knows what makes us tick. And if we'll just let him hold us, quit worrying about things, quit worrying about people, quit worrying about places, quit worrying about circumstances. Ain't nobody can hold me like Jesus. I love the way he holds me. So I have Brother Ben, if he would, to go ahead and turn that loose. Her name is Jamie Grace, and again, she has Tourette's syndrome. Crank it up a little bit. Listen to the words of this.
I've had a long day, I just wanna relax. Don't have time for my friends, no time to chit-chat. Problems at my job, wondering what to do. I know I should be working, but I'm thinking of you. And just when I feel this crazy world is gonna bring me down, that's when your smile comes around. Ooh, I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me. Your arms will always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. And you flipped it around, calmed the tidal wave and put my feet on the ground. Forever in my heart, always on my mind. It's crazy how I think about you all of the time. And just when I think I'm about to figure you out, you make me wanna sing and shout. I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. And thankful for all you've done. Wish I could tell you in a short story or poem, but all I have is my voice and this guitar, and you have my heart. Ooh, I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be, you take each and every day, every day. I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you make each and every day oh so special. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me.
We hope you've been blessed by today's message by Pastor Jimmy Haney and Fairborn Full Gospel Tabernacle. Pastor Jimmy and the congregation would like to invite you to visit with them in service at 2528 National Road in Fairborn, Ohio. We will see you again right here next week.
Saved by grace. His love changed me. That old man I used to. the same is what changed.